Blog Talk Radio.
How y'all doing at Black Power? This is your host, Brother Drew X, calling off that Black Nation Task Force Radio. Tonight we'll be discussing reward money, the tricks, and the, I don't know about the pros, but it shows a lot of cons when it comes down to reward money. So for all those who have the desire to chase the reward money, this program will educate you on what you're getting yourself into, what you ain't going to get. So that's what this program is about tonight. Is educating the ones who chase after others for reward money to make sure you get what you're chasing for. All right, y'all, back with you. Let's go to the phone lines. And like I said, the topic tonight is reward money and its tricks. Let's go to the phone lines and see who's calling in from 516-610-YO.
Peace, Brother Drew. How you doing, Sister X in the house?
Hey, Sister X, what's happening with you? Yeah, I'm doing a show tonight, Sister X. It's called Reward.
I meant to press pound so I could be in the show, and I made a mistake and press one. So, what's up? How y'all doing, good?
Oh, okay, yeah, doing good. Good to hear from you. Just finna drop a little knowledge about reward money chases.
Yeah. So we got to do what we got to do, brother. I'll let you go ahead and hold, and run the show, and when you're ready, just call me out.
Oh, okay. All right, then, that's it.
All right.
All right, y'all. All right, so what I'm going to do, then, you know, we're going to give you a little update. So, you know, like that Mr. Dorner, who has had a $1.2 million on his head, Mr. Chris Dorner, the ex-LA police officer and Navy officer, he had $1.2 million reward on his head. And right now, all those people that offer that money for his reward is recanting their reward. They don't want to pay out. And why they don't want to pay out? You got to understand and you got to read the wording of the contract. The contract of the rewards was for the capture and conviction. So for those who chase these rewards, you better make sure you understand if is it worth giving up your brother or sister for the capture and conviction. If he get killed in the process, if they don't, if he found dead or something, that don't count. So all these companies and organizations who put the money up for Christopher Dorner reward, they don't want to pay because they're saying he wasn't captured and he wasn't convicted. And so that's a contract, and you know I posted something in the chat room where you could see the contract and stipulations of every reward has stipulations to them. So you better make sure you understand before you go telling on your friend or your fellow man that there's some stipulations to those rewards. There's another young lady that was in Mississippi. She had came up missing. And they started a reward for her for $7,000, and it went up to $20,000. Well, guess what? They found her, but she was dead. So guess what? They don't pay out for finding nobody dead. I'm just saying there's something with death and reward money don't go together. So this is what this show is about, you know, for all those, you know, I'll tell you one story. There's so much corruption. When it comes to money, you have a lot of corruption. That's what this is all about. When it comes to money, it's going to be corruption. We had an incident 2 years ago in Dallas County, with the Crime Stoppers down here in Dallas County, where one of the senior corporate police officers was taking the money, and you would call and give a tip, and she was giving the tip to her peoples, and she collected over $250,000 off your tips. So, you know, that's one other thing. Just think about it. Who do you know who collected their reward money? Is that they don't post it. They don't announce it. Nobody's going to come up and say, hey, where's my reward money? So why do they have to pay? Just thought I'd just put that out there. Just thought we'd put that out there. So, you know, if anybody wants to jump in, just press 1 on your phone, and we'll get you right back in. So, like I said, we had this senior corporate in Dallas County. Her and her associates milked the system over $250,000, and she was the number one person in charge of the Crime Stopper unit. So she was over the Crime Stopper unit, and I guess, you know, like we said once again, when it comes to reward money, when it comes down to money, there's going to be some corruption. So that's what we're talking about. Let's see, Sister X, if you want to jump back in here real quick. Want to get back in here, Sister X? Still on? All right, Sister X might have a phone on mute. But your phone mic is open, Sister X, if you want to jump back in. So that's another thing we're talking about. So, you know, a lot of brothers and sisters in the streets, we have this rule that we shouldn't be snitching anyway or telling it on my brothers and sisters. But I did post a couple of white folks on for the ones in the chat room. You can see a couple of white folks right there. They wanted for child molestation. Yeah, okay, it's okay to give them up. Any pedophile, give them up. We don't need them on our street. That's dangerous to our children and to us and to our females. And with all this homosexuality, it might be dangerous to males these days. So give them up. Yes. Yeah, so those are two active fugitives in that chat room. You can see that on the computer, those two active fugitives. So we don't want no pedophiles on our streets. So I guess we should have a question. Is it a good time to turn somebody in, is it? That's a good question. And I think there is, you know what I'm saying? You know, some things is not mentioned. You know, when you're protecting the community, you're protecting your loved ones and others from someone who's caused a severe harm, going around, like we said, the rapists, the murderers. You know, yeah, those people are dangerous to society. That's just my thoughts, you know, that, you know, maybe they need to be taken off the street. If you can't handle it yourself, then just call on somebody that can. But as far as, you know, people trying to make a living off of Crime Stopper and chasing rewards, you might be in for a big surprise because you don't know. I don't know too many people. I don't know any who even came forth and say, hey, I got a reward, because one thing, they keep it quiet. That's why they have these secret tip numbers. They don't even give you a name when you call in. You don't even have to give a name. They give you a number. And that's easy to be corrupted, because if they give you a number, they can get that number to somebody else also. So, you know, like I said, the system is set up, you know, to, I guess, somewhat protect you. At the same time, you might not get your paper. Like I said, I don't know anybody who ever got theirs, you know, and the bigger the rewards, the more that we can. I think it was a reward on Bin Laden. Yes, it was a big reward on him. And nobody got paid on that neither. They ain't gonna get paid. And you know what I mean? Cause that's just what it is. You know, I don't know what that is. You know, I guess it's part of the lure to lure people in to rat out the fellow people. But until go ahead, Sister.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry. I didn't even know my line was open. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Well, you want me to leave it open?
To leave it open, but I got two people up here. I'm going to ask you to interview one of these days. They're going to come on your show. One sister up here, they murdered her two babies in the hospital, and the next one, she has six children, and she delivered her last baby by herself. So after the show, you can give me a call back on that. But if any time, but you can leave my phone open, and I'm going to mute myself, and I'm going to ask them to mute themselves, so that way no one interrupts each other.
Okay, then. All right, thanks, Sister Ashley. Yeah, we'll get to that. All right, so that's what we're talking about. It's not going to be a long show. It ain't too much to talk about. Just wanting people to understand, just because somebody offer a reward for an individual don't mean you're going to collect it. Depending on that type of person, he might not, you know, if the reward says capture and conviction, you better make sure you understand the reward. And that person might not want to be captured, so you might go through all the trouble of ratting out somebody you know, and they take their own life. Guess what? You get zero, because the reward stipulation said capture and conviction. And, you know, that's just what that is. So make sure you know these stipulations in order to know if it's worth it, if you're going to do that, if it's worth it to you. You know what I mean? Depending on the situation. Like I said, I can imagine it is worth it when you get some of these white pedophiles that's running around here and some of the others that's running around here touching our children. You know what I mean? Yeah, get them off the streets. That's a danger. Rapists, pedophiles, get them off the street any way you can. Preferably, you don't have to have a reward. Just get you a revolver. That'd be even better. We'll make sure they won't come back. Yeah, so that's what we're saying tonight. You know, we're gonna play you a quick song. We'll be right back.
I'd rather die liberating than live a life as a slave.
What line we stand there, we don't stand in. Yo, Shalom Dawa. Shalom, Brother Mikael. Yo. The last days are here and it's approaching our doorsteps. It's time to devise a plan for the future. Here's the steps. Step one, get your minds off television. It's telling a lie. See your vision. Step two, prep your seeds and teach them how to lead. Knowledge is the main feed. Step three, train for combat, cause death is not a worry. We're rising against the beast. We were taught at a young age that Thanksgiving is a celebration for a healthy feast. That's a lie. It was a day where the white man saw the Indians put smallpox in the gifts that they gave them. Took their land and took us from our land and brought us to this land. Gave us a white Jesus and told us this is our God now. To this day, false teachers is keeping us down. We believe a lie, but the truth will make us mad. We love the white man, but we hate on mom and dad. We rapping his death music, but we laugh when we hear life music. Talking about killing another brother is amusing. Stop bobbing your head to that death music.
You'll kill another brother, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll believe in the white Jesus, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll sell dope to your people, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll stab your brother in the back, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll rob, steal, and kill, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll sell your sister on the corner, but you ain't down for revolution. You won't raise your son to be your man, but you ain't down for revolution. You'll have your mama raise your daughter, but you ain't down for revolution.
The last days are here, and it's approaching our doorsteps. It's time to devise a plan for the future. Here's the steps. Step one, turn away from sin to become one with the Most High, to get on his good side again. Step two, turn away from the confines of religion, cause all it's doing is barricading the truth from the souls of the chosen. Step three, put an end to integration. It's putting a hold on our nation. It's causing degradation. You need to stay blind to the fact that we treat each other with disrespect. It's the gift to be black, and we too dumb to realize that that is a true fact. We separate ourselves in sections. Bloods, Crips, Baptists, K Catholics. What's the difference? It's time to wake up and get up on our true purposes and missions. We accept the low out of life. We ain't no strangers to this earth. We are indigenous. It's time that we wake up and find out what we've been missing.
You will do a crime and go to prison, but you ain't down for revolution. You will fall into the devil's plan, but you ain't down for revolution. You will join a white man's army, but you ain't down for revolution. You will celebrate these holidays, but you ain't down for revolution. You will become a homosexual, but you ain't down for revolution. You will believe in a lie, but you ain't down for revolution. You will fight your own people, but you ain't down for revolution. You will forget where you came from, but you ain't down for revolution.
Crackers are listening to. We ain't bullshit.
Right.
You gotta bring some ass to get some ass, and here it is.
Right. Right.
No, we not finna play with you. You're not finna run our babies over, and you ain't finna hang us on no goddamn trees no more. Are you serious? For real, though. Do you really think you're gonna be able to pull that shit off today?
No.
That's a done deal.
No.
We coming for your ass just like you coming for ours.
That's
it's
right.
All right. OK Corral, Wild Wild West, whatever the fuck you want. Long Range, whatever you want.
All right, y'all, we're back with you. Like we said, we're just on here discussing the pros and cons behind reward money. Does anyone ever get paid? Do you know anyone ever got paid? Some of the questions you should ask some of your brothers and friends. If you hear somebody talking about getting a reward, turning somebody in, just ask them that question. You know anybody ever got paid? They probably going to say no. Most likely nobody won't know. But that's just a good question. Like I said, this senior corporal with the Dallas Police Department, she got ended up getting 4 to 5 years in the penitentiary for what she did, stealing over $250,000 from the tipsters. I don't think the tipsters ever got their money because it was already paid out. A lot of stipulations come with that. The lady down in the Mississippi area, name was Linda Reed. You know, the reward went from $7,000 when she came up missing to $20,000, and she was found, but that don't count. You know, she was dead. That don't count. So, you know, this not only with just people itself, but if you had a lost pet, and you better read the stipulations of the reward that's on the lost pet. If you were just looking for a pet, and you said, I paid $500 for the safe return of my dog, and the dog comes back with a paw missing, you might not get paid because of the stipulations of the contract. So that's just interesting, you know, the wording, the things that changed the whole outcome of everything. Say to greeting to the brothers and sisters in the chat room, Nancy and military ops, all the brothers and sisters on the line, we say thank you for coming out. Also, you know, we always just try to liberate ourselves because by liberating ourselves, we can go out and help liberate our other brothers and sisters. And that's what we do. You know, you have to, it's a short topic. It ain't too much I can say about reward money since, you know, I ain't planning on collecting none. Unless I could find me some, you know, one time we was in the Black Panther Party, we thought about creating a bounty hunting system, go out and hunt some people down, and we had our target market, too. We had certain people we were going to hunt down. I imagine I'll put two and two together, figure that one out. But other than that, I won't be getting no rewards off nobody because I know you don't get them anyway, and I know I wouldn't want nobody trying to collect one off me, to be honest. If I was in a situation, you know, if I'm not hurting my brothers and sisters, hurting some female, you know, hey, it ain't worth it to me. If you're not doing it neither, it's not worth it if you're not causing havoc and harm in your community where it's death involved and a physical force on somebody. Other than that, you know, it ain't worth it. So that's what we're doing. So thanks. Anybody want to jump in, press 1 on your phone. We'll get you in. I know it's kind of one of the topics, like a lot of people don't have nothing to say about that. They don't know what to say about it. reward, money. I just wanted to let you know the tricks. You know, it's not by getting the reward money, but there's some tricks to it. Let's go to the phone line. Going to 214-560. Hey, greet.
Hey, peace.
Hey, peace. Hey, what you want to add to the top?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, what do they think they're gonna do when they turn in all the revolutionary brothers who's trying to stand up, you know, actually for them and for us, you know, what they think what's gonna happen to them after they turn in all the people who's trying to, you know, make it better for us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You turn in all the people that's gonna stand up for you, you ain't have no defense anyway.
Right.
And they're gonna turn around on you.
Right, that's one reason I was kind of trying to do the topic. In other words, if, you know, you might have brothers one day, I don't know, you know, it's just all hypothetical, that might try to stand up for you, and next thing you know, they got $1 million reward for that brother. Do you turn the brother in that was standing up for you? You know, and will you get paid? Because 9 out of 10, the brothers that's standing up anyway, they already decided they probably ain't going to jail anyway, so you might not get your reward, so think about it. All right, anything else, Aki, you want
to
add?
That's all I wanted to say. And also the value of the dollar is dropping, too, so they might want to factor that into the equation, too.
That's a good one right there. The value of the dollar is dropping. It ain't worth too much. You're right about that. If you ain't hitting no major lotto, you'd be broke anyway. And pretty much most people that chase rewards materialistic anyway, and they're going to spend it anyway. All right, we got another caller coming in. Let's take this caller. Coming out of 412 area code, 505, yo.
Hey, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
All right, who's calling in?
All right, this is Brother Baton Pass 1 out of Philly.
Oh, okay. What you want to add to the program on that, bro?
Oh, yeah, brother. I wanted to ask, to another sense, I heard you mention about the dollar and reward. Also, what I'm going to mention is also when you have one of our people who actually engages into something like that, whether the value is high or the value is low, we have to also look at it in terms of disloyalty. And
right. You
know what I mean? So when you have any of our brothers and sisters who are standing up for it, just cause now. The pedophiles and all that, to me, you know, I have my own look on it. And personally, you know, I'm more from the old school. You know, they'll come up missing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Most of our street black revolutionary goons, we'll take care of that. And all, you know what I mean? That's just personally. I'm just being honest. But in terms of dealing with European, in terms of dealing with their reward and all that, if there's a brother that's putting himself on the front line and we know that he's just, meaning that these brothers out here, we need them. For the years to come, to me, brother, it's more of loyalty. So even if there's a bounty on your head, what should come to our mind, not the money that you're going to get or the stipulations, the point is once you, as they use the word snitch, but once you tell on another brother that meant something to the community, you got to understand there's repercussions that come behind it. What I'm saying
right.
is I would not ever put myself in that position because I respect the community. And when you tell on a brother that is for the fight of your people, I'll give you an example. W.D. Du Bois, I hate to bring him up, towards the end before he passed on, he regretted all the different things that he did. But most people don't know that he created all kinds of things to destroy, you know, revolutionary movements like Marcus Garvey and other groups, W.D. Du Bois, that's not mentioned. And right before W.D. Du Bois passed on, he actually regretted that. He was like, damn, because he's seen that, oh, well, Marcus Garvey was trying to put black folk on the right path, do for self. And then once he passed on, it was still too late. So I just wanted to bring that up to speed today. What I'm saying is, whenever we tell on each other when we know it's a just cause, like the rest of that stuff is about pedophiles, I understand that. But any man, even like yourself, anyone, it's more about loyalty. If I know you standing up on the front line for the people, and I know that you are just man and your heart's pure, I'm not going to do it anyway. I'm not selling my people down, meaning we should not sell each other out for no material. It's about
that's
us.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And that's
no,
what pretty
no,
much what
no
this program is about.
No material. Huh?
Yeah, that's what pretty much what the program was about, to devalue the reward anyway, you know. And you just spoke on the right stuff, you know. It's all about principles and it's principles, you know. It's principles. This man stood up for the community. Yeah, anything.
Right.
I should be trying to find out how I can help him.
I mean, well, you know what, brother? I mean, this is a very powerful piece. And what I put it to you like this, and think about this. Let's say you had a hideout on the Underground Railroad and you was with Harriet Tubman. And
right.
Harriet Tubman, you knew she was a just sister. You seen her act. She was no child molester. She was no murderer. She was really sincere sister that just wanted her people to not even have hell. And I'm not going to even get into the white folks thing because you already know what the deal is with them. But what I'm saying with us as a people, let's picture back in that time, even though you now, because we got a lot of our brothers on the front line doing the same work. You already know it. Let's say she's on the Underground Railroad and she's going through the path, and this woman found one passageway that the master don't know about. But this passageway right here is going to have your next three generations of your babies are going to be free. Because now, if you look at what we're doing now, it's just for the babies. So for your next children that's coming along. So what I'm saying is that you have to look at this reward money. It's sort of being played in the same sense. The same thing with Malcolm X and all your other leaders. They had the same kind of game. I know they had a bounty on his head. I know somebody was paid off. I'm sorry. Somebody was paid off to clean that up.
Right. And I'm glad you said that. Yeah, because some people reward money come into the assassination. So I'm glad you brought that up, because the reward money might be just to assassinate somebody to set them up, COINTELPRO. So that's a good thought, and I'm glad you brought that out.
Brother, can I piggyback?
Yeah, go ahead, Sister X.
When the brother's finished, no mean to be disrespectful, when he finished.
All right, you finished, bro?
Oh, yeah, definitely, brother, definitely. I just wanted to get big up to you and Sister X.
All right, thank you.
Hey, my brother, peace.
All right, peace.
You know, peace, my brother. Long time don't hear. What the brother is saying is 100%, my brother. We can't deny the charges. You know what I'm saying? We only can bring up the charges because there's a lot of charges against us. But when we talk about money, we haven't had no money in America since June 5th, 1933, since they take the gold and silver out of here. Hell with them and their damn promissory notes. You know what I'm saying? We don't need their money. You know what I'm saying? First of all, according to their constitution, they take that a property cannot own a property. So if you live in America, and you purchase a property, look how fast they're going to come with some rules and regulations, okay, and do something called eminent domain. So where your ass going to live? That's why my behind is out, peace out to the motherland, because when you go home, you really get your land, and that's your land. You see, in the motherland, if you're a Caucasian person that lives in Ghana, anything Caucasian, so-called pork, fried rice, Chinese, anything like that. You know what I'm saying? They rent you the land for 99 years. But after you, the owner, pass off and their family say they want to keep living the land, they're going to have to go back to their country and go live there for 36 years, then come back home and try to regroup the land. But like now I'm saying, they're giving away land in Ghana. Y'all need to call up on these things and type in the computer. There's free lands over there. They're giving away for all the people who wants to come back home. The president over there, he is saying he don't want nobody in his land but his people. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to stay here in America and fight for what? What can you fight for? The fight is already on you because you're a black man. You know what I'm saying? The fight is on us as a black woman. They're trying to take our womb and kill our babies and mutilate us in the hospital and keep going this chemical warfare on our people and keep murdering us 24/7. Take the black man's penis off of him and extract him. And at the end of the day, when you were to go to all these caskets after the black man is dead, they extract that penis. Now y'all got a real vagina, for real. You know what I'm saying? So the war pranks on us, man. We got to do something, and this is some deep, heretical shit right here. What are we going to teach our babies?
Right.
That's the question I asked, an exclamation mark. Fuck the system. Let's go on home.
Right. Well, that's one thing we can do. Get off the, like I said, you know, what we can teach our babies is that we have to create our own. We have to have our own land. We have to have our own government and our own self-values. Like the brother was saying, money is not valuable anyway, and I don't value money over somebody's freedom anyway. So hopefully we get the point across for the people that's going to hear this program. Don't sell your brothers and sisters out. That's definitely the ones who are standing up for you. You know, I can't see no need ever to really have to I guess with the word snitch on somebody when I can handle it myself. if I got somebody in my neighborhood, like we said, that's causing harm to some of our children or our females, then we have to be men and women or females and stand up and handle it ourselves. It's never a need, especially in our new world and the new world order, there's never a need for telling it. It's just handling your business.
And you know, brother, and the worst thing about it is that China owns America. That's why they do all these foreclosure lands and take people out of their homes, because they know that they don't have enough money to pay back America, so therefore they foreclose the people home so they could come in and invade the people and take over their land. You see what I'm saying? Black people best to wake the hell up and realize that the system is against them, the system never going to be for them, and the system will never, ever, ever be for them once you call yourself an American, because you are just a privileged status. You are not a citizen. Don't think because you were born here and our people were the land and we were here first doesn't mean that this is our land.
Right. I guess the worst kind of reward, Chase, would be the one that sets you up or that assassinates you. What you think, Sister?
True indeed. If anybody else out here want to speak, Sister L or Sister A, would you like to say something, please?
Well, we thank the sisters for listening. You know, this is our short program. We do a show on Thursday nights on the Militia Radio, you know, do a two-hour program on that on Thursday night. I'm not on Saturdays anymore. It's 6 on Thursdays now.
What happened? They try to move you around?
No. I just chose to rest a whole day, and that I chose that Saturday to rest and get it out the way Thursday.
Yeah, I don't blame you, man. Just do what we gotta do. Just do what we gotta do. I mean, the prank is on, for real. We gotta find a way how to get up out of here. I try to tell my people all the time, there's land overseas. You don't have to stay here. Go back home to where your ancestors come back. Practice your African spirituality. Because if we did it back in 1804, and if we did it back in the year 1972, why we can't do it again? So let's do it. Let's do what we got to do and stop clowning around. There's no time to play. Get back into your spirituality. Start practicing your voodoo, because they're taking your shit away from you and giving you some holy Christ or holy man and all kind of different religion and stuff that can't help you. What we got to do is go back into African voodoo and practice what we got to do.
All right. Aki, you have any closing words before we get out of here?
I think that's a pretty good it's a pretty good idea to go back to the land, you know what I mean? I would definitely be on board with something like that. But until more of us are able, you know, to do that, you know, back on the subject we were talking about, and for everybody that's listening, yeah, it don't pay to be the snitch out of our own people, man. That's trying to make a difference for all of us and trying to make a difference for the younger generation that's coming up behind us. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that they should just take home and let it resonate. You know, don't snitch out your own people that's trying to help you. You can't get rid of your front line. You ain't got no help no more.
That's right. All right. We sure appreciate y'all. Go ahead, Sister X. Anything else?
I don't know. Sister L or Sister A, y'all want to say something, please, before the brother closed down?
I want to know. I agree 100%.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Hey, brother, you call me after the show when you finish, Connie. I need to introduce you to these beautiful sisters. Yeah, what you said, Sister L?
I just wanted to say, you know, to everyone that's listening, that everyone have to be very careful, because it's so many traps set out there for us, and you would never think it. You would think you was in a war zone. So I advise people to be careful when they go to hospitals, because millions of people die and they don't even know why their family members die.
Right.
And we also got to be concerned with the medication that they're giving us. It's worse than the drugs they've already put out on the street for our people to sell. And it's just horrible how they're just destroying our people from within. And on the outside, they're just classy.
Right.
It's a big joke.
Right.
Why we wasn't allowed to learn how to read and understand what was really going on and how they changed the words around where they're the opposite of what we think that they are. It's just too many different things they've been hiding for many, many years about really basically learn how to be good from us. And they want us to be bad like them and switch it around, but that's not how it works.
That's right. Well, you know, yeah, especially you said some drugs, one thing they're pushing these Ritalins, the Ritalin and all these other mind drugs on our children. And we wonder right now, we have a lot of brothers and sisters who show a lot of mental deprivation. And I mean, it's an epidemic of our brothers who seem like they're losing it. And it's, I don't know if it's the stress on the world or the stress on trying to survive.
That's the reason why they murdered my daughter in my face. That's one of the reasons. Because it's not just about the money, the profit, and the experimental research. It's all about the power thing. Because them take my daughter and make her their daughter. How do you do that? You know, how is it possible? You didn't carry her 9 months. And how do you torture an innocent, beautiful, gorgeous, strong baby and put all kind of plugs in her that she doesn't need?
Right.
How do you take the IV and then puncture her heart to make her weak when she's not strong no more? And then how do you take her out of here after saying she's going to go home on the 6th and on the 11th she's dead just days later? How do you do that? And then you butcher her overnight and make her 3 times her size by breaking all her veins and letting the IV run through her, right into her tissue. How do you do that?
Yeah,
the parents,
something we don't definitely
have
to look into that.
Instead, you want to do surgery and you want to do blood transfusion with unknown blood. And you want to continue giving her formula without consent. That's not her formula that you want to induce some disease called necrotizing enterocolitis that we don't know anything about. But, of course, we know about it now. You kill our daughter. Of course, we want to go to school for years and know how the fuck you create this shit. On top of that, you ask the doctor, you know, can this disease be induced? And he has a nerve and bold enough to tell you yes. They do it in animals and rats all the time. Now your child is an animal and a rat, and we're doing it to her. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, we've been in experiments for these people for many
years.
We're going
to throw your ass institution. We're going to lock your ass up. We really want to kill you while you're carrying a baby.
No, we're not going to have any prisoners. We're not having no prison. We're just going to kill them. Killing all. We don't take prison. All right, sister. We're going to do a program to address your issues of your daughter. We're running out of time on this one. It's just a short show. But next week, Thursday, Sister X, I'll call you after the program.
Thank you for listening, sir.
Hey, yeah, brother, you're going to listen to her. They killed 2 of her babies, 1 in 1 month after the time. 17. Hey, you got to hear this. And then for the other sister, Sister A.
Yeah, I'll call you after the program.
Yeah. Okay, she's going to be telling y'all a story, too. But besides from that, man.
All right, Sister X, we're running out of time on here, but I'll be calling you in a few minutes, and we're going to close out. And we'll be back with y'all again
Don't
Thursday.
Label me a terrorist.
We'll be back with y'all Thursday on the Black Militia Radio. That phone number on the Black Militia Radio is 626-226-1455. We're on at 8 p.m. Central, 626-226-1455.
Don't label me a terrorist. I'm very necessary. How many niggas?
Represent your shit. Bills basic, ain't just tired of buying money cases and probation. Sick and
dip away your name. Jafini in the faggot, lock your knowledge away. We built a pyramid, so let your third eye see how these college niggas pledge the homosexual Greeks. Master Kimi on me, RBG Rainbow. I speak gorilla knowledge, waking up Sambo. Oh, how many niggas? Young Jeezy, stepping, fetching house niggas and waking up the people. Sick of Nicki Minaj, a Busta Rhymes ass chick. Should be Diddy's next sacrifice, Illuminati witch. Sick of Jay-Z, sick of Kanye. The system they protecting is the gay